Hachette Audio presents The Black Prism, Lightbringer Book 1, written by Brent Weeks, read by Simon Vance.
To my wife, Christy, who spent the better part of a decade proving me right. Chapter 1. Kip crawled toward the battlefield in the darkness, the mist pressing down, blotting out sound, scattering starlight. Though the adults shunned it and the children were forbidden to come here, he played on the open field 100 times, during the day. Tonight his purpose was grimmer. Reaching the top of the hill, Kip stood and hiked up his pants. The river behind him was hissing, or maybe that was the warriors beneath its surface, dead these 16 years. He squared his shoulders, ignoring his imagination. The mists made him seem suspended, outside of time. But even if there was no evidence of it, the sun was coming. By the time it did, he had to get to the far side of the battlefield, farther than he'd ever gone searching. Even Ramir wouldn't come out here at night. Everyone knew Sundered Rock was haunted. But Ram didn't have to feed his family. His mother didn't smoke her wages. Gripping his little belt knife tightly, Kip started walking. It wasn't just the unquiet dead that might pull him down to the Evernight. A pack of giant javelinas had been seen roaming the night, tusks cruel, hooves sharp. They were good eating if he had a matchlock, iron nerves, and good aim, but since the Prism's war had wiped out all the town's men, there weren't many people who braved death for a little bacon. Recton was already a shell of what it had once been. The Alcaldessa wasn't eager for any of her townspeople to throw their lives away. Besides, Kip didn't have a matchlock. Nor were javelinas the only creatures that roamed the night. A mountain lion or a golden bear would also probably enjoy a well-marbled Kip. A low howl cut the mist and the darkness hundreds of paces deeper into the battlefield. Kip froze. Oh, there were wolves too. How'd he forget wolves? Another wolf answered farther out, a haunting sound, the very voice of the wilderness. You couldn't help but freeze when you heard it. It was the kind of beauty that made you shit your pants. Wetting his lips, Kip got moving. He had the distinct sensation of being followed, stalked. He looked over his shoulder. There was nothing there, of course. His mother always said he had too much imagination. Just walk, Kip. Places to be. Animals are more scared.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?